So let's say you're going to pay me insurance. We're married, right? We can be married now in America. So two men can be married, you know, and you get ordered to pay me alimony. Well, what happens if you're going to pay me $100,000 over 10 years, but you die next year? I can get insurance on your life to cover that. So I still get the money. Why not?
So what, I have to pay that insurance, or you have to pay that insurance?
It's all negotiable. You know, you might say, hey, if I die, I'm out. But you might let me get an insurance policy on your life that only costs me $200 a year or whatever it is.
Got it.
It's negotiable. And I might say, no, I want you to pay me. And even if you die, I want you to pay me because you're such a bad husband. I want to make sure you got insurance, you know? We see it
all.
Wow.
I want to get my insurance. You can get your child. Can you deal with child support?
Yeah, you can insure just about anything, you know, but we don't phrase it as insurance for child support. We just say we want him to have enough insurance to pay all the obligations he would have had to pay. But yes, absolutely. Wow. But the insurance company won't say how much is the child support. They just want to know, what is that, $1 million, $200,000? You just give them a number. But yeah, we do it all the time.
You're now tuned in to The Investor Show, where we teach simple wealth creation for the common investors with investment advisor, award-winning author, international speaker, and founder of Royal Financial Investment Group, Prince Dykes.
Welcome, guys. As always, thank you guys for tuning in. I'm coming to you guys live all the way from the beautiful state of Atlanta, Georgia. I know it looks a little different. You're like, Prince, where are you? I never seen you like that either way. But I'm kind of thinking the same thing. But anyway, whether you guys catching this on the podcast out in Colorado, out in Hawaii, all the great stuff, thank you for tuning in. But as always, I don't have a lot of time, and I definitely know you guys don't have a lot of time, so we're going to jump straight into it.
What up, what up? It's your boy Vigo Saatchi. This is The Investor Show, and you're checking in with the investor genius, Prince Dykes. Let's get it.
The first thing we're going to do today, we have a very, very special guest right here with us today. We got the celebrity attorney, Mr. Randall Kessler, here today. You probably see him on, I'm trying to think of the list, from Dr. Phil to Fox, HLN, all across the globe. Represented so many celebrity clients across the nation. And we're going to sit back and we're going to talk to him today about, one, of course, you got to talk about divorces because that's what definitely he specializes in. Protecting your assets with divorces. What he's doing to help athletes and celebrities maintain their celebrity. And also protecting yourselves and your financial responsibility during divorce, post-divorce, all of the great stuff. But stick by. Let's hang out. But without further ado, let me introduce my guest, Mr. Randall Kessler. How's it going today, sir?
So glad to be here. Thanks for having me, Prince.
Okay, I know I probably botched your introduction there,
can I pay you for that? That was unbelievable. Hey, when I walk into court, next time we go to court, I'm gonna bring you along. So before we start, Judge, somebody wants to say something about me. That'd be great.
Now, you know, I could be a hype man.
You know what?
Maybe I might better be a hype man.
I'll tell you, we can talk.
So for people out there who may not know you or have seen you, can you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Yeah, so I'm a divorce lawyer. And, you know, people say that sounds bad. It's like a used car salesman or a funeral. But you know what? I like to call myself a freedom lawyer. You know, we give people back their freedom. We get people when they're at their rock bottom and they're hopeless, and we hope to give them back some hope and make sure that we can structure their future. But my background is pretty much, I grew up in New Orleans, mm-hmm. went to undergrad college in Boston. I said, I need to go back down south. I like the south. It's warmer. And so I went to law school at Emory. Started my own law practice in 19. I started practicing in 88, then I started my firm in 91. We're 12 divorce lawyers. It's all we do is family law. And for some reason or another, I ended up representing a lot of celebrities, a lot of athletes. I think there are a lot of folks here. It's sort of the big fish, small pond thing. I got invited years ago to lecture for the NFL Players Association and to talk to them, to their agents, their advisors about how athletes get into trouble and how we can help them because they're a target. And then I talked to the NBA Players Association. And I've been commenting on CNN for years and on Fox because, candidly, my office is across the street, and they call me and they say, he'll show up and he'll, Tom Cruise is getting a divorce. Randy, can you come talk about what it's like, you know, handling a celebrity divorce case? So, and I enjoy it. I'm not afraid of it. It's sort of good practice for court. You know, if I can be on Nancy Grace's show, who would grill me and say, Kessler, give me an answer, then a judge doesn't scare me. So,
yeah, because I think you did that with, you were talking about the Kardashians and all of this stuff like that. So, now, you've seen, you know, a lot of celebrities go from being at the peak of their field to having, you know, times where it's like, hey, I need to find ways to make cash flow and income. What are some things to anybody that listening that they can protect themselves financially, you would say, especially in a marriage?
Sure. I'll get into that. But can I tell you one thing first?
Yeah, sure.
So not only do we see stars and athletes that used to be famous and used to have money, we see them that they still have money, but they still hurt like everybody else. And that's what's sort of fascinating to me, that, you know, whether you're rich, poor, famous, not, black, white, you know, old, young, family law hits everybody. And so, you know, I see people when they're really hurting, and it's not, I'm not happy about it, but there's a special bond there, you know, and I get to go through it with them and I get to give them some hope. And that's what makes me love what I do. I got a passion for what I do. Like, it's obvious you got a passion for what you do. Mm-hmm. And I think it makes you better at it if you love what you do. So I just had to get that out of the way when you talked about, you know, celebrities. It's not always 10 years after they've been in the league that they're hurting. Sometimes they're hurting right then. And sometimes they have the financial problems right then. But our job, you know, we're not financial planners. We're not, you know, if you have money, you should have an estate planning lawyer. You should go to somebody and plan ahead. You know, I was on TV a lot. We talked about this before for the other Prince, you know, the one that's not as famous as you. And so they called me and they said, can you come explain why Prince didn't have a will? And I said, well, I see a lot of people, famous and not, nobody wants to go see a lawyer. So rule number one is go see a lawyer. If you're Prince and you got millions, or if you got 100,000 and you want to protect that, most people, you know, don't want to see a lawyer for any reason. Why would you want to? So, you know, that's rule number one is just start thinking about it. Start asking the questions. The ounce of prevention is worth the pound of cure. So the simple answer to your question is, just start thinking, what do you want to do? Where do you want to be 30 years from now, 40 years from now? Because if you thought like that, maybe you wouldn't buy the new car. You know, it's easy to be disciplined when you can see that it's going to pay off down the road. Mm-hmm. But, you know, and we see this a lot with athletes. If you're a 17-year-old kid and someone gives you $5 million to play a game, you think, $5 million, I can buy 4 or 5 cars. But that $4 or $5 million might have to last you 30 or 40 or 50 or 60 years. And that's the mind shift. So there's some legal techniques, and we can talk about that. But the first question is, you got to think long term. And I don't know about you, you're a young guy. I didn't think about disability insurance or life insurance or retirement plans when I was 17 years old, right? If I went out and made 30 or 40 bucks, that was beer money, you know, and I was going to spend it. So to get that discipline early on is the hardest thing. And that's, you know, rule number one is think long term. Think about, where do you want to be 10, 15 years from now? And then, you know, you asked me in the context of divorce, even if you've been doing that, you've been saving. A lot of people don't save. A lot of people live paycheck to paycheck. What happens when all of a sudden you get divorced and wham, that 401k you've been saving, you got, you know, a good $20,000, $30,000 you saved up in it. Now that gets cut in half. And wow, you feel like you got to start over. So
how do you protect that?
First thing is to save and have something there. And this is going to sound self-serving, but have some money to be able to talk to a lawyer. You know, that ounce of prevention. Not to pay us thousands and thousands of dollars, but to go get a consultation, a meeting with somebody who has seen it over and over and over and can make you start thinking about the future. Obviously, having a will. But in the context of divorce, you know, if you're out there and you're making some money and you didn't get married at 17 and you've started to build a career and built some assets and built a nice little 401k, maybe have a prenuptial agreement. Mm-hmm. Every state in the United States allows prenuptial agreements. England just started allowing them. Some countries don't allow them. But you can go ahead and say, I know it's not romantic, honey, but, you know, I saw my brother go through a bad divorce, or my dad told me this, or I just worked really hard to save this $50,000 or $400,000 or whatever it is. So if we get divorced, maybe we'll have lots of money and it won't be a problem. But if all we have is money that I earned before I ever met you, I want that. I mean, I want that to be mine, or I want to be able to say it's mine, but maybe I'll give you something. I don't want a court to come in and take half of what I already had. So those kind of things.
So do you agree that most people should just might as well just go ahead and get a prenuptial agreement?
I don't know.
Is it just for the rich people, or is it someone that's, you know, maybe you had that college kid, or you may have someone that may, you know, they don't know where they'll be at. You know, they're 25 years old now. They don't know in 30 or 40 or 45 or what they may become.
You're good, man, because that's exactly what we're running into. Millennials now, everyone has an app or an idea, or they want to be CEO. You know, when I grew up, you wanted to be an accountant or a lawyer or get a professional degree and you really were making it. Now, everyone wants to be a CEO, and some of these ideas make it. You want to have your own podcast and show, and all of a sudden it comes to life and you got it. Now you got something here. So if you have an idea, you can protect that too. If you got nothing, then maybe it's not worth it. And there's also a risk. What if you go into it and say, whatever I earn is mine, whatever you earn is yours, and the other side makes a lot more money than you? You remember Nick Lachey and Jessica Simpson? You're a little bit...
Oh, maybe young. Definitely with Jessica Simpson.
So you remember Jessica Simpson. Well, when they got married, you know who was famous? Nick Lachey. And he was her husband, and he got a prenup to protect his assets. And guess what happened?
she became famous, that's and exactly she didn't have her assets protected.
So maybe he would have been better off without a prenup, you know? So it's hard. But I think it's mainly if you have one big asset that you want to protect, or your family gave you their house, or you know, you're living in your parents' house because they paid off the mortgage and you got it, you want to make sure that stays yours. So that's why I say it's worth talking to a lawyer and just asking the questions. You may end up not having a prenup, but you'll feel better at least knowing why you didn't do it. And there may be some other things you can do. There may be ways to say, I'm going to, you know, use this money for this and that money for that. Or do I put his or her name on the house when we buy a house? Mm-hmm. How do I title the car? There's some things to think about. But the problem is you're going into it for love. So it's sort of hard to talk about what if we get a divorce, you know?
Yeah, so hard. And then you got to think about it, you know, with lawyers. First thing that comes with a lawyer is a retainer fee.
Yeah.
You got to pay the retainer. You know, people look at it, okay, well, I have to retain my lawyer. So, oh, man, you know, I'm just paying for X, Y, Z. So what do you got to say up to that?
That's a great question. So here's what you should do. And I sort of hinted at it before. Go in and get an initial consultation. Mm-hmm. You know, some lawyers will do it for free. We don't. We were busy. We're too busy, you know.
Find somebody else is going to give you the free consultation.
Or I think you pay for somebody because you get what you pay for. You know, a lawyer that's doing free consultations, then it sounds like they need the business. A lawyer that's too big. Look, if I'm working for someone paying me $600 or $700 an hour, I'm not going to stop working on their case to go meet with somebody for free. I'm lucky enough that I've got enough people paying me to do the work. So if I'm going to stop working on them, you know, my time is valuable. But even if you get a free consultation, that's better than no consultation. But you don't have to pay me $10,000 or $20,000 to come into my office for an hour. It's a few hundred dollars for us. It's maybe free for somebody else. But that hour is probably the most important hour because that's the first time you might learn about a prenup, or you might learn that there are things you can do, and it makes you start thinking about it. You can decide whether to pay a retainer or not. But that ounce of prevention, I think it's so important. In fact, I'm glad you got the book up. That's why I wrote the book. Mm-hmm. A lot of people ask me, why did you write this book? Aren't you giving away free information? Because basically it's the overview of what would happen if you got divorced. Like, should I move out of the house? How much do lawyers cost? Who decides custody? How long does the case take? And I kept getting these questions over and over and over. I wrote it 25 years ago, and then I put it aside because it wasn't good enough. And I was afraid that somebody would look at it and say, well, what about this? So it was just too much work. And then I represented a lady who wrote 100 books, and she was on the Today Show. She made me finish it. So thank you, Robin Spiesman, for making me finish that book off.
And the book he's talking about is Divorce, Protect Yourself, Your Kids, and Your Future here that I saw here as well. And, you know, I think that's very important. Something that we don't think about is insurance. You know, having insurance, because we build things, but we don't think about ways of protecting what we have accumulated over time.
Exactly right.
So when you think about, when you look at people going forward in life, now that they should get a free consultation, if they can get a consultation, what are some of the inklings of a good lawyer and a bad lawyer? What should I run from?
I'm going to do that, but insurance is big. It's big. If you get alimony payments, get insurance on them. So if he dies or she dies, you still get the alimony, but yes.
Whoa. It's a way to help.
You were talking about insurance. You got my mind working on insurance, and then I'm going to tell you about a good lawyer.
So insurance. Okay.
I'm an insurance freak. You can get insurance for just about anything. Right? So let's say you're going to pay me insurance. We're married, right? We can be married now in America. So two men could be married, you know, and you get ordered to pay me alimony. Well, what happens if you're going to pay me $100,000 over 10 years, but you die next year? I can get insurance on your life to cover that. So I still get the money. Why not?
So what, I have to pay that insurance, or you have to pay that insurance?
It's all negotiable. You know, you might say, hey, if I die, I'm out. But you might let me get an insurance policy on your life that only costs me $200 a year or whatever it is.
Got it.
It's negotiable. And I might say, no, I want you to pay me. And even if you die, I want you to pay me because you're such a bad husband. I want to make sure you got insurance, you know? We see it
all.
Wow.
I want to get my insurance. You can get your child. Can you do that with child support?
Yeah, you can insure just about anything, you know? But we don't phrase it as insurance for child support. We just say we want him to have enough insurance to pay all the obligations he would have had to pay. But yes, absolutely. Wow. But the insurance company won't say how much is the child support. They just want to know, what is that, $1 million, $200,000? You just give them a number. But yeah, we do it all the time.
Okay.
And even if you're not divorced, you should do that, right? Because someone's paying, if you're paying support or not, you're still helping your child and you're paying money for your child. And if you're gone, your child needs some money. So, I mean, I'm a big fan of life insurance.
Life insurance. Okay, definitely. Now, the other question is, that we're getting to, when someone's hiring a lawyer, who are the lawyers should I run from? Doing this free consultation or this initial consultation?
Yeah, look, there are some great lawyers that do free consultations, but on average, you get what you pay for. You know, look, I'm expensive. There are lawyers that are smarter than me, maybe not many that work harder than me. I work my butt off, but there are lawyers that work hard, that are smart, that charge less. There are lawyers that charge more that are not as good as me. It's a balance, but on average, it's hard to charge a lot of money if you're not good, because sooner or later, word's going to get out, right? But I think what you need to do is find the field that you want a lawyer in. If you want a divorce lawyer, find a lawyer that only does divorce, that doesn't do 15 things, unless you're in a small town where they have to do a lot because there's not enough divorce business. But find a lawyer that does just wills and estates, and talk to two or three. If you can afford it, pay for two or three consultations. But the main thing is find someone that does what they do and that's their specialty, and then make sure you get along. That's it. You're going to spend a lot of time. You're going to walk in and tell a lawyer something you haven't told your brother or your best friend. You're going to have to tell that lawyer how you feel. Your family's saying, get away from her. She's a gold digger. And you're going to have to say to the lawyer, look, my family doesn't like her, but I still love her. And I don't care what my family thinks. And you got to have heart to heart with this person. So you got to make sure it's someone you can open up to and someone who listens. You know, it's lawyers like to talk. We get paid by the hour, so we talk a lot. But I don't want to say, okay, so you're coming into my office. You want to get as much money as possible. You want the nicer car. And you want to stay in the house. I got to listen to what you want. Your dream might be to move to Denver, or your dream might be to move to Florida, and you don't care about the house. I got to figure out how to fashion a solution that meets your needs. So you want a lawyer that gets you.
Now, to a lawyer out there that's listening to this, and they're like, hey, you know what? I want to get to the level of Mr. Kessler. You know, I want to become that expensive lawyer. How do you get there?
Careful what you wish for. You know, it ain't all it's cracked up to be. I'm not there are people that I want to be, and I want to be, you know, I'd like to be an industry leader. I like giving back. So I was chair. I think bar involvement is a big way to get involved. So I got very involved in the Atlanta bar, chaired the family law section, got involved in the Georgia bar, chaired the family law section, got involved in the American bar, chaired that family law section. I'm involved in the International Academy of Family Lawyers, and I meet peers. And when you're involved in those things, people see you as a leader in your field. So that's number one, be involved in bar work. You'll get asked to speak, you'll get asked to present, you'll get asked to be the face of your industry. And I think I didn't do it because it would be good for marketing. I mean, I practiced for 3 years, and they said, hey, you're young and hungry and active. Will you speak on how to practice family law and worry less? And I said, I'm not sure I know that, but I'll go talk to everybody that's done it for 20 years and I'll talk about it. And I think it's helped me develop a name and an image that I've someone who does it. But the truth of the matter is that I do it because it's giving back. You know, doing this interview, maybe more people get my name and know about me. You're nationwide, you're international. There are not a lot of people that are going to see this that want a divorce lawyer in Georgia. But you never know. You know, I'm doing it for the right reason, to help you and to help, you know, tell people things they need to know about insurance and protecting their assets. And if it helps me get a case or two, it's a byproduct. But I think doing the right thing usually pays off. You know, when you say, okay, I'll answer a question, this NFL stuff I do.
Okay.
I talk to all these agents, 600 agents at the combine. I get calls from agents all the time. I got a client that's going through a nasty divorce in Colorado. Can you talk to him? I don't practice in Colorado. I'll give you a lawyer in Colorado. No, I heard you speak, Mr. Kessler. We just talked to him for 15 minutes. You make him feel better. Happy to do it. I don't get a penny out of it. I feel good about it. I think that's what it takes. All the people that are leaders in the field, look at Johnny Cochran. I mean, my God, did he give back, and the money he gave to charity and the things he did. The people that make it, you know, there's a judge here, a Court of Appeals judge, used to tell me, you know, to whom much is given, much is expected, every time he saw me, and I can never forget those words.
Now, going back forward to it as well, you know, hopefully we can get this aired in Atlanta as well.
That'd be great.
That'd be great.
Well, I'm sure it's going to be all over social. I know you're pretty out there. So.
Yeah, definitely. It'll be all over social media. But, you know, definitely we might better get this air Atlanta. But, you know, maybe somebody in Colorado, maybe moving to Georgia.
You never know. And I'm happy to help. I'm happy to give them some names of good lawyers in Colorado. Being in the American bar, I've met lawyers from everywhere. So
now, going fast forward into now, right? You know, I think my introduction to you was through, I think it was LeRon McClain.
Okay.
Right?
Sure.
And
Pro Bowl running back with the Ravens. Good old LeRon.
Oh, yeah, definitely. And the thing about it was, seeing what you were doing and seeing you got into celebrities, you came out with this new app.
I did. And I'm so proud.
That I thought was pretty cool, right? How you say it?
Starsona, like persona, but Starsona.
Starsona.
I love you, man. How much I got to pay to wear that?
Exactly.
That's awesome.
But I saw this and I thought it was a very cool thing because, you know, just throughout my years, I just incidentally started running across athletes, professional athletes and whatever the case may be. And as you know, I'm pretty much based around financial literacy and stuff like that. And a lot of them ran into financial issues. And when I saw, when I sat back and saw them, you know, and I started to understand their lives and stories, I said, wow, what do you do after football? What do you do after baseball? What do you do after basketball? What do you do now? You know, you just don't want to just walk into the local Starbucks and say, hey, you know, fill out an application. What do? So what you did with this was you pretty much made it where you can get a celebrity endorsement, you know, because how would someone get a celebrity endorsement?
They'd have to track you down and say, hey, I know you know LeRon McClain. Can you please call him? People call me and say, I know you represent NeNe Leakes. Can you ask her to do a video for me? Or they call, you know. It's hard to do.
Got to pretty much network in.
Yeah, and also, it's like you said, athletes are like a test tube study. You know, like, we all have to figure out retirement and long-term solutions, but they got to do it quick. I mean, they make their money, and by the time they're 23 or 24, most of them have finished making the big bucks, and they can have a hard time ever making that again. So I see a lot of them that are down on their luck, but I see a lot of them that are not down on their luck. But either way, I go to court with people, and I walk into court, and I'm not going to give you names, and I'll say, come on, we got to go see the judge. Yeah, but there's a fan here that wants to stop and take a selfie. There's a fan that remembers me when I was in the Super Bowl. And they're always doing it. And they're nice guys and nice folks and women too. And they don't get paid for that. And so this wasn't really about getting paid for it. But now that's a nice benefit for some of them, or they can raise money for their charities. But for the person that doesn't run into them at the courthouse or see them at the mall or happen to see them at a baseball game, how do they find somebody? And I thought exactly what you were saying. How do you do that? There should be an app for that. There should be a website for that. So starsona.com was born. I have a sister-in-law and some relatives and family that are out in Silicon Valley, and they're really app savvy, and they know how to do technology, and I don't. I'm an older guy, and I just thought, but the average person should be able to look online and find a website or an app that says, hey, if you want to find your favorite celebrity and have them do a video for your kid or your family member or for you, just tap here. And now it happened, and it worked, and I'm so happy that it's out there. So I may go bankrupt. I'm not going to go bankrupt because we're going to kick butt. But you know what? And we're doing fine. But even if it didn't work, even if it had never come to life, I would have been so happy to have it work. But now it actually did come to life, and it is working, so I'm triply thrilled. But just the fact that I can give you the ability to go into Starsona or starsona.com and say, LeRon McClain, I want you to do a video for my, you know, son. And tell them, keep fighting hard, and one day you'll make it to the Pro Bowl like me. And you know what? You think LeRon is upset about doing it? He's so happy to be able to make your son happy. Mm. And he raises a little bit of money for charity because you pay, I don't know what his fee is, maybe it's $40. Mm-hmm. And the money goes to charity. And it's a win. And then your son gets it. He's the coolest kid in school because he shows on his smart device or he sends it on social media or you are the proud dad. You put it on your Instagram, and all of a sudden, hey, check out Prince. He's a cool dad, man. He got LeRon McClain to do a birthday shout out for his boy. So, wow. And I get the feel good moment because I had something to do with that happening. So, you know, the payoff for me is feeling good about connecting fans and stars, and it's not just athletes. It's T-Boz, we got, you know, Tion Watkins and DeBrat, and we got the San Jose Sharks announcer Randy Hahn. We got people all over doing stuff. Entertainment reporter.
Dominique Wilkins, I saw here in Atlanta.
Yetta Gibson in Phoenix, the entertainment reporter. So small, big, they're out there.
Now, the thing about I like what you do with it. So if a celebrity is watching this or they come across this and they see this, how do they get involved?
Starsona.com. They download the app and they sign up. It's easy. Or listen, if they're seeing this, write me it. Randy@starsona.com, and I will get you on. I'll find a way to make it easy. But it's so easy.
Is there a criteria you got to be?
You know, we review each application, and what happens is the star goes on, they sign in.
You tell them, like, hey, you're not a star.
They create their bio, and then we check out their bio, and then they got to do a video, a selfie video, to say, hey, this really is Prince, and I'm legitimate, to make sure no one's impersonating you and creating their own star profile.
Got
and then
it.
They send it to us, and as long as they're a star, and look, we're new. It's a new product. It's, you know, just came out this year. So, you know, if you've only written one book, you know, or if you're a blogger or you got some followers, you're probably a star for StarSona. Obviously, they're big stars and small stars. If you're famous because of Musical.ly and you've done, you know, 4 or 5 videos and got some big hits, that might be enough. But right now, apply. Go ahead, put your name in. You know, there's a good chance you'll be on there for a while. And you know what else? You might become more of a star because you start promoting it yourself and people start requesting videos. That's how Musical.ly worked. You know, people started doing musical videos that were not that famous or not famous at all. People love them. So, you know, you got a little following, go on StarSona, tell your friends you do videos for them, and then all of a sudden you got a big following, and now all of a sudden people are following you on Instagram, on LinkedIn, because you do cool videos.
Like the social currency almost.
Yeah, look at Grandma Potty Mouth. She's got a few hundred thousand followers. She does videos. She peppers some obscenity in that you'd never see it coming out of her. And I'm not going to do it on your show, but hi, sweetie, happy birthday. And then she curses and whoa, you know, and people share that stuff. So
now you've done well for yourself in your career. You helped out other people. And one of the things I like about StarSona, one thing that attracted me was meeting athletes, and you're like, wow, I don't know what to really tell this person. Now it's almost like a resource to say, hey, I know Mr. Kessler over here, he has this going on. Maybe this might be something you may be interested in, that they can look into, leverage their celebrity in a way.
That's exactly right. You know, there are big stars, there are mediocre stars, and there are up-and-coming stars. You know, and there are people that used to be famous. This is perfect for all of them. You know, I see so many folks that, you know, used to be so relevant. And it's got to be the hardest thing in the world to be a top athlete, you know, to be a premier elite athlete. And I've talked to them. I've talked to offensive linemen that play professional football. And I say, you should be on StarSona. And they say, no one's interested in an offensive lineman from the Detroit Lions. Like, you don't know. There's some people that grew up that remember, you know, you recovered that fumble. People have long memories. But the fact that and I say, go on, try it. And all of a sudden they're happy because they're making fans happy. Mm-hmm. And, you know, within a few months, we're probably going to start posting fan reaction videos. So when they make a fan happy, if someone films the fan receiving the video, we're going to put that on StarSona too. So you film your kid being happy getting a video, send that to us. Send it to me at randy@starsona.com, and I'll put it on StarSona. So you're looking up Dominic Wilkins, you might see your kid getting the video from Dominic Wilkins being happy.
Now, what about products? Someone's like, hey, I got a new product, and I would love to get it into the hands of, you know, Paul George or whoever the case may be that you got on StarSona. Would they do that, or they just kind of
a guy? It's interesting. So we've thought about that, and we're leaving it up to the star. So in other words, when you go on StarSona, and please try it, just download the app and go to StarSona.com. You can order on the web and start ordering a video. And you there's a space. You choose whether it's a birthday announcement, encouragement, get well. And the last screen says any other information you want Champ Bailey to know or whoever the star is. And you can put in there, yeah, I'd like Champ to try my new product. And if he likes it, to tell the world that that Randy Kessler is the best divorce lawyer in the world. Champ Bailey can say, no, that's an endorsement. I should be paid $10,000 for that because I've been getting. Or he might say, yeah, I like this product. I'm going to do it. It's up to him or them to do it. So, you know, we've had that. We've had someone. You can also choose an event announcement where you say, announce, and we did this. DeBrat did one, or I'm not sure she did one or not, in the old days, where someone was doing an opening at a bar. There's a third option. You're going to love this. Question and answer. You can say, I want to ask the question, and you videotape yourself saying, there's one, Josh Powell, what was it like playing with Kobe Bryant? And you see his picture in the corner and your picture, and then it flips, and all of a sudden you're sitting in the corner watching him as he answers and tells you what it's like to play with Kobe Bryant on the LA Lakers. It's a fun thing to play around with. We call it the new social media. You know, I'm sure years ago people said, the Facebook, what's that? I'm going to go on. That's what it was, right? The Facebook, and then Facebook, or what's that? Or Snapchat, where I'm going to post a video and then it goes away. That's stupid. And now look at it. So, you know, now you can actually not just see your favorite star, but you can have them say your name and say something that's important to you. Like, I hope you recover from that broken arm. I had a broken arm when I was in, you know, college, and I came back to become an NFL Hall of Famer.
Wow. Now, what do you want to, before we get out of here, what's next for Mr. Kessler? Oh. You've done all this stuff. And I want to answer that question, too. Since you've done so well in your career, what are you investing in?
who, you know what I do? I think people that are successful, and I want to be successful, invest in themselves. Mm. So, I mean, Star Stone, I guess, is an investment. It's an investment more of my time than my money. But my investment has always been in my firm. KS Family Law, we're divorce lawyers. I didn't put a lot of money in the stock market. I didn't go out and put a lot of money in Coke or Walmart. But if I saw a lawyer that kicked butt or that you know, stood up to me in court that I thought was respectable, that lawyer's worth, what is it, $100,000, $50,000, whatever the lawyer's salary is, I'll put money into a new lawyer or a new paralegal, someone that would make our firm better. And so when you hire me, I got resources, I got staff. So, and I learned that from my dad, who ran a really good manufacturer's rep business called Sales Marketing Services. And he used to say, you know, you invest in yourself, you invest in what you know. I'm not going to go open a pizza business because I don't know pizza business. So I've been very hesitant to invest in anything. And then this thing came out, and I thought about it because it's what I know. I know celebrities. I know athletes. I know how people love them. And I know how gracious they are with their time. That if a celebrity gets asked to do a video, they'll do it, the average one, because that's how they became famous. They were nice to their fans. So, and I didn't do that for money. I did it because it was the right thing to do, and it makes people happy. I am lucky. I love what I do. I think what I'm going to do for my retirement is not retire. I might take fewer cases. I might say no a little bit more. But I like walking into court and trying to get somebody what's really important to them, the time with their children. You know, the beach house that they've been thinking for 50 years they were going to get to go to in retirement. Now their spouse is cheating and wants to take everything from them. It depends what it is. So I'm not a good person to ask about what stocks to invest in, but I do know invest in what you know. I had a young law clerk. And he was brilliant, and he was an entrepreneur, and he'd opened coffee stands in New York. And he said to me one day, he goes, you know, and he wasn't being paid much from us. He said, I just bought some Delta stock. I said, you're buying stock? He goes, yeah. I said, why Delta? And you know what he said? He goes, I've flown them, and I like the way they do business. I just see the way their employees are, and I see the way they treat people, and I think they're going places. And I thought, he may be right, he may not be, but he did it based on something he knew, not what some stockbroker told him was the new hot thing. So wow. I think that would be my best advice is, you know, if you shop at Walmart and you think they have clean stores and their people are friendly and you want to go back there, then invest in them. If you, you know, like a product and you think it's going to go places, that's probably because you want that product to succeed because you already like the product. So I think invest in what you like and what you know. And it's worked for me. I've invested in my practice and I probably could make a lot more money if I just – did nothing but, you know, practice law and didn't go out and do public speaking and talk on scene. And I just worked morning and night. But I enjoy this. I enjoy getting the word out. I enjoy giving back, you know, helping younger lawyers in my firm and outside of my firm. And it feels good. And I think in the long run, it's helped me.
Got it. Well, Mr. Kessler.
What's this Mr. Kessler stuff? Come on. But, it's Randy now.
Randy. Right. Well, now since we've met in person and, you know, you're a pretty great guy, it definitely was great to hear your story and for you to share your insight, people to hear and see from you and other celebrities and people like that. And I definitely, you know, stopping by doing an exclusive special.
This is great.
All the way from Atlanta.
You're so professional. It's a professional operation. I'm glad to be a part of it. And I really, really appreciate and I'm flattered by the invite.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. Great to see you. Come back to the ATL anytime.
All right. Well, ladies and gentlemen, that's the end of our episode. As always, my name is Prince Dykes. I'm the Prince of Investing. Until the next video, podcast, cartoon, book, or whatever else crazy you see me do around the globe, peace, be safe. I'm out, and thank you.